All right. Hey, dude. Hey, welcome to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I am your host, Jesse Wallaker, with Confident Fit Coaching, Rock Solid Gym membership site, beginning program, which is going to absolutely transform the entire world and fitness industry altogether. Journals, courses, books to come, and so much more. I am your happy, healthy little person for I don't know where I was going with that. We have a new telephone that we are recording on because I am in the process of moving and I have no idea where my microphone is, nor do I want to get that out and get my laptop out and anything like that right now, because I just need to chit chat with you guys because I have had very emotional past couple of weeks and done a lot of reflecting that I want to share with you guys. Hoping, praying that it will help you as massively as it has helped me, and it will also catch you before you feel the need or before you fall into some pits and trouble that you don't necessarily need to do in order to get to this point. I'll talk about that as well, but I've been really focusing on worth and wealth and abundance in my life outside of just the financial aspect, because knowing your worth, this is what I coach on as well. So sometimes really good coaches will always do their work and always go back to it and grow it and dive into it more. So I am a good coach because I'm doing it again, but in order to progress, and I've done different podcasts on different topics like this too, but in order to progress, in order to get to a new level, in order to embrace the future and the life that you really want, you need to realize that you are worthy of it now. And you need to accept that, and you need to embrace it, and you need to start incorporating that into your life so that it comes easier and it comes quicker and you're able to see the results faster. So I'm just going to be talking, surprise, on the Brain Dump Diaries podcast, and if you catch something, great. If not, I'm more decompressing with what it is that I went through or what it is that I've gone through and experienced these last few days and even these last couple of hours. So today is a work weekend. So as of right now, I do have a job that I work on the weekend, Saturday to Monday. And today was rough, so I'm an order filler. I pick boxes and put them on pallets and make tall towers all day long, but in a refrigerator. But today I had to go in the freezer, and it's cold in there. Surprise, the freezer is cold. But I was doing fine, but there's a certain part of the freezer I don't hate, like anything or many things at all, but the freezer is something that I hate, because there's a point in the freezer, no matter how fast or slow I'm moving, where it just starts to take apart my soul. It starts to rip it apart whether I'm in a good or bad mood, and it just makes me feel not like myself, and it's a total like mind fuck, and it's not good. So I told my managers, like, once I got like another trip in there, I was like, I can't do this. They're like, oh, are you cold? I'm like, I can't do this. I need to get out. And like almost cried in the aisle. And my friend and coworker, Sam, almost caught me. And thank you, beautiful woman, for just letting it go. Because I was not about to lose it in the middle of an aisle. But coming back, I just needed to decompress, and I'm moving and packing. I have all these things I could be doing, but really I just needed to decompress. So decompressing for me is watching a I had a movie in mind, and then of course Netflix knocked it off. Go figure. So I watched a terrible shark movie instead because I've realized I love terrible shark movies, zombie movies, and like alien movies. Oh, they're just so good because they're so bad. So I watched that, and then after a nice little like attacking and eating everybody, we continued that streak with The Bird Box, a nice relaxing movie to go into the night. And after that, when my heart was racing and freaking out, I decided to watch this video that it will resurface at some point, but not right now. But a video that I made earlier this week for myself and for the future. And I cried. I just had the good cry that I needed because I do believe that everybody needs a good cry just to decompress and let out all of the emotions that are inside of you, whether it's a sad, a happy, a just confused cry. A lot of times we hold way too much inside of us and we just let it bubble over. And who are we trying to be strong for? Who are we trying to prove that we are strong, that we are capable, that we do have it all together, that we are this strong, independent, driven person that can take on any challenge and never show weakness or anything like that? And it's not just because we're women or just because you're a man or anything like that, but it's just, it's a sign of respect and strength and something I pride myself on as well, but it can also hurt us. So lately I've been trying to just, like, if I'm not in a good mood, I'm not going to say, yeah, I'm good. I'm good. How are you? Like, in passing the good Minnesota hello goodbye. But, like, people are like, how are you doing today? I'm okay. Are you feeling any better? Eh, not really. Like, who are we trying to put up a front for? And it throws people off. For sure, because they're expecting the normal just, I'm doing good, how are you doing? Oh, everything's great, yeah, fine. But it also allows other people to open up and show emotions as well. So whether it's at that moment or later on, they know that you are capable too. But here's the thing. So I'm a health coach overall. I'm an athletic mindset coach. I work with people, mainly women, but I do work with men as well, to overcome and avoid burnout by changing the way they view food and fitness. So that's the gist of it. We get rid of diets, we get rid of programming, we get rid of apps and tracking, and I prove to my clients and show them through putting them in charge and just giving them outlines and guidelines and things to kind of work through, and this is why we do it and this is the process around it, and go and play. But I do that by showing them that they have more control and that their bodies have more say than they believe, because like I said before, we've been distracted and lied to and made to believe that we don't actually hold the answers, that we can't really trust our bodies because, I mean, if they've gotten us to this point where we indulge and are overweight and, like, have no control, then of course we need these plans. Of course we need these measurements. Of course we need this Tupperware. Of course we need these programs. Of course we need these workouts. Of course we need all of this stuff in order to keep us on track, and we need to have it all written down in this perfect little structure. I'm gonna make sure I turn my furnace off for right now. But we need to do that in order to see the results that we want, because I mean, if we're doing something now and it's not working, then of course we need to switch it up, which there is truth to that, but a lot of times it's the complete opposite. We need less rules, we need less structure, we need more freedom and balance and fun with it. And like, that's what I do. People come to me thinking that they just are in a rut, or they keep Googling stuff online and nothing shows up. They just want support.
support and they want accountability, but they also want the permission to rebel and to find their own way and to find their version of an athlete and to find their life of freedom, because it's not just about the weight loss. It's not just about like having the perfect body, because when it comes down to it and you like imagine your future self, it's more than just the cute bikini pic. It's the memories, it's the freedom you have, it's the confidence to go out and do it. It's the freedom to let yourself live and to explore and to find worth in yourself in order to do it now. And not that, because in that dream life, in that future body, you see yourself as finally able and capable and okayed to go out in public and to live your life. But you can't do it until you have that body. So what I do is I show them how they're able to do that now, and the body will just come. Because our bodies have this beautiful task of keeping us alive, so of course they want to keep you healthy. So that's what I do. I went through my shit show. I went through my bouts with mental health and with complete, like, not abandonment, because I had so many, we'll talk about that, but I had so many people around me, but I would not let them in. I let this healthy lifestyle like consume me and take over every part of my life, and to where I had like terrible views of health and terrible views of food, and my worth was in the amount of time that I spent at the gym. My worth was in the amount of calories I didn't eat. My worth was in everything but me. So when I started out on this business, I already had my shit show story, but I got too consumed into the business side of things. And I'm not a business coach, but I saw all of these business people, successful business people that started with absolute nothing, that like fell right on their face and got back up and had these great stories. And well, if I want to be a successful business owner, then I need to do that too. I need to have that story. And part of me always wanted to have like a rags to riches story. Part of me always wanted to like experience the homelessness and like homeless to mansion thing. And I let that happen for me. I let that become an option. Not that I wanted it, not that it was comfortable, not that it was easy, but it was a story that I felt I needed to live out, and something that in my soul I wanted to do. So whether you believe in God or the universe or law of attraction or anything like that, but what you want to have happen, what you believe to have happen, what you hold tight to, will come to fruition. So when I'm feeling good and when I'm feeling on top of the world and when I'm solid and confident in who I am, opportunities show up. Opportunities just come, but I don't see it as magic or just out of nowhere. I see it as, well, of course this is. Of course this happens. And when I think, well, I need to earn it, I need to work harder, I, for some reason, am too privileged, which I never ever thought before. I just thought I was me. But then all of a sudden I don't have a place to stay. All of a sudden I'm struggling financially. All of a sudden I just feel completely alone and helpless. But if that's what I feel I need, then it's going to keep cycling. If that's what I feel I deserve, then it's going to keep happening. If that's what I feel is my story, it's going to keep repeating itself. The moment I start seeing that my worth isn't in this experience, my worth isn't in this story, in this money, in this body, in this zit-covered face full of stress and cheese right now, but my worth is simply in me, in this soul, in this form, in this person that God decided needed to be placed on this earth, and I've been lucky enough to be given this gift, given this responsibility. This responsibility of simply being me. and letting it come in because I am worthy to have it already. God knew exactly what he was doing when he created you. He knew the ups and downs. He knew the good and bad. He knew the straightforward path and God dang it. I live in Minnesota. I should know these terms, but oh my gosh. When a road is closed and you have to go like a different route, like rerouting, not that. Oh my gosh. Really? Like, okay, let's see. Is this going to still record if I do this? Oh no. I don't trust myself. But you know, like when you just are, when you have to take, not rerouting. I'm going to think of it later on, but he knows all the paths that you're going to take. And none of them are any better or worse than anything else because he already knows. God already knows. Universe already knows. Or higher power or just whatever already knows what's going to happen. Already knows the lessons that you are or aren't going to get from it. Already know how long it's going to take for you to finally feel freedom and to finally see the worth that you were born with. That you never had to earn, that you never had to work for. You simply were just given it. And all you had to do was accept it and own it. And it's not hard. Because it's you. It's not a front. It's not an expectation. It's simply you. Because you know there's so many other people in the world that you're the only you. So of course you're needed. But I got distracted and I felt that I needed a better story, a better history, a better rags to riches than I needed. But really, I didn't need any of that. I was already worthy. I was already valuable. This just prolonged the suffering and the hurt that wasn't even intended for me. I could have completely avoided it by just realizing how valuable I truly am just by simply being me. And you can do the same by realizing just how valuable you are right now simply by being you. And there's no hidden secret. There's nothing more to it than that. And I know that that's so frustrating and it's so hard and you hate it. Because we're taught we're supposed to earn it. We're supposed to work for it. We're supposed to make it hard. We're supposed to prove that we deserve it. But you already did that. You've been doing that. You've been showing up to life. You've been proving your soul. You've been proving your worth over and over again simply by being you. And if you've been putting up a front that isn't you, that you feel you need to have instead, that you feel is better than who you truly are, then it's time to let go of that. Who are you when no one's watching? Who are you when you feel the most you? When you feel so easy and it's not forced? Who are you that the one day you will be? How about that? Who are you that the dream body has? Who are you that the dream life has? Who are you that the future self is? Is that not you? Is that not the person who finally has permission to be themselves? Is that not the you that you've always wanted to be? Then why not now? Why do you have to wait? Who says? You're not only hurting yourself, you're hurting those around you because they're not able to see your true color. They're not able to see your true light. And don't you want to share that with them? because you're an incredible human, an incredible soul. And so many people just want to see that. And by being your true self, by being your most authentic, unshakable, without a doubt, you, you're also allowing others to be their true self as well, to work to be their true self, to own up to this is okay, that I don't need to put on a front anymore, that this is just fine. And how easy is that? How comfortable is that? How freeing is it? To stop stressing, to stop worrying that you're saying and doing and keeping up with the front. And you're finally just you. Without the force, without the push. You're just simply you. And it's so nice and so easy. So you are worth it now. You've always been worth it. It's never been a hidden secret. It's never been more to it. It's never been more products or courses or classes or voice work or finding your soul or anything like that. It's really just coming back to the true, authentic simplicity of who you are. You. When it's easy, when it's not pushed, when you're just lazy, in your sweatpants with the crotch all worn out, and you just feel so comfortable in your skin. Whether there's a little extra fluff or it's your dream body, it doesn't matter when you're truly yourself. And when you're able to find that, then you want to be healthy. Then you want to choose better options. And you want to continue to do more good for you. Because you know how it makes you feel. You know how it's going to prolong your life and allow you to be yourself even longer and more. And with more people and in more situations. And just experience this life, this gift that you've been given. I'm definitely going to dive into more because, like I said, this past few weeks, this past year and a half has been an incredible lesson for me and journey, and I want to help so many people realize and understand this because they do not have to go through the shit that I went through, like, at all. It's so obnoxious and so unnecessary. So, I want you to know you are worth it now. You've always been, and you always will be, no matter what you did or didn't do, simply because you were put on this earth. And by you realizing that, you're able to take full ownership for your life again. And that is a beautiful, beautiful thing right there. So I want to challenge you to do that, to work on it. To see what that person is like and to know you don't have to wait for them, that they're here already and all they need to do, all you need to do is just embrace it. No more work, no more hustle, no more push or struggle in order to earn it. The moment you were born, the moment you were given this worth and this value. And it's just life and society and a struggle that has made us doubt that and rethink it. So I want to give you permission to take that back again. And on that note, I need to go to bed. I hope you enjoyed the rest of your day whenever it is that you are listening to this. And I promise I will be back with so much more. Because there is so much more I have to say. Surprise, surprise. But I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you again. Very, very soon. Bye-bye.